case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
March is finally over.
Thank God.
What? Bye, March.
Yeah.
You're not sad to see it go, are you?
March on out.
Bye.
It's been a pretty weird month, man. Very weird.
You think?
Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Over.
I don't know if you know this about my mom. My mom works in healthcare, so she's literally on the front lines of all this that's happening. She works in South Carolina at a hospital. She does x-rays and CT scans. So if you ever have a broken arm or you need something done, so like a muscle or a certain part of your area, need a CAT scan, she does all of that work as well.
Which so. She would be essential because it's CT, not like if you have a broken arm, you can wait a week and go. And
right. Yeah. Give me CT, not a CAT scan.
Well, you know how like a lot of healthcare workers are like, well, if this isn't essential, like you don't need an x-ray today.
Right.
But if you have a broken limb, you're screwed. You got to go to the hospital.
So she has to take extra precautions, obviously, working in healthcare. She works in x-ray. So you have to come in to get an x-ray done. Then she has to clean and sanitize and bleach the entire room, the entire machine, bring in a patient, even if they're not coronavirus related at all, because the hospital still has to operate for other people that don't have coronavirus symptoms. People still get in accidents. People still get injured. So she has to wipe it down. And it's just, it takes her extra amounts of time, right? For this whole
process. To do the wipe downs, you mean?
The wipe downs, yes.
After every person.
Yes. And it makes sense in the precautions that she has to take. But what happened the other day blew my mind. A woman came in who was 100% symptomatic of COVID-19. Like, she had the shortness of breath. She had running a fever. She had a dry cough. She was wheezing. She was
so she comes in to see your mom to get an x-ray, though?
Not
or
to
what's
see
the
my,
story?
Not to see my mom, to see somebody else that knew my mom that works with my mother.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And essentially, she says, I don't want to get tested for COVID-19.
Why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody knew the answer? And so nobody knew the answer to that?
No, because she didn't want to get tested for it. My mom was like, this woman came in and she was saying that she had literally all of the symptoms. Why would you come in, A, putting everybody at risk, yourself, all the other people that you're seeing, that you're in contact with on the way into the hospital?
Yeah.
But now you're seeing people like my mom. If my mom has to give this woman an x-ray, she's putting her at risk. Like, don't go out at all. If you know you're sick, it's obvious you're sick.
If you don't want to get tested, because I don't really know why, are people afraid to find out they have it? I mean, I would want to know so I don't go out and infect people, like you said.
Yeah.
But I can't really understand why this woman went in there and didn't want to get a COVID test if she had all the symptoms. And not to mention, they're offering her one when they're hard to find.
Thank you.
Exactly.
So she wanted to go. Did she want them to say she didn't have it? I just have so many questions.
She did too.
Pissing me off. Text to 71037.
Yes, if you're a healthcare worker, you've encountered any stupidity. The other thing that my mom said that she wanted me to share with people, just as a healthcare worker, some of her nurse friends were talking about gloves and masks and how people are wearing them in grocery stores and supermarkets and things
like
that.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And she said, masks are not going to protect you from anything. Masks are for if you are sick and they stop you from transmitting, because the mask stops your droplets, which can carry the virus, from going onto other surfaces and other people.
Wait.
The mask stops that if you're sick. If you aren't sick and you wear a mask around, it's not going to protect you. If you touch your hand and you get the virus on your hand and you touch your face, you're still going to get it wearing a mask or not. The mask isn't going to protect you from getting sick at the end of the day.
Oh, also, I thought the mask was going to help you because if you're near an infected person, then you're not going to get anything around your nose and mouth, which is how you would contract it.
If you're a healthcare worker, absolutely. But if you're just, Bart walking down the grocery store aisle and picking
something, it literally doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. If you're afraid of getting sick, walking down the grocery store,
I don't have a mask, but I would think that wearing one would be an extra kind of line of defense if you really wanted to. That's why I don't judge people.
Well, what it's doing now is it's putting a burden on the healthcare community that needs them for actual legitimate reasons to keep the healthcare workers on the front line protected from the virus and from other sicknesses and illnesses.
Riggs, somebody texted in and said some people are even lying about their symptoms in the ER and exposing everyone. Ugh.
Because people are nervous to get tested because they don't want to test positive.
Are you crazy? I would want to know in a heartbeat.
I would too.
So I would feel better about the fact that I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
To me, it's like the people that don't want to know want to keep going places, and that's not the way this works.
Thank you.
Once again, Mama Faith's coming out, and I got to lecture the class. See, I'm getting triggered.
Here we go.
Riggs' mom trying to do her job.
The other thing she said was about gloves, like people that are wearing the gloves out in public. She goes, you realize when you touch something with gloves and you get something on the gloves, you're still taking that from the gloves to whatever else you're touching next. So why don't you just not wear gloves, save those for people that actually need them, like the masks.
Yeah.
The same thing, right? Because you just take, it's better just to wash your hands off. Why would you wear gloves? You're just going to get it on your hands or your gloves. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Straight up.
71037. You got healthcare workers. Maybe you are a healthcare worker. Something happened with you. You can always text to 71037. We're thankful for each and every one of you guys out there on the front lines, putting yourselves at risks, putting your families at risks. God bless you. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.